Napoleon Bonaparte traveled to Beit al-Muqaddas in 1798, a short time before he started his futile adventures in Palestine. Napoleon's aim of these adventures, which were a part of his own plans, was to expand his invasions beyond Egypt. Historians who recorded French attacks emphasized that Palestine was not one of Napoleon's attack targets, and the presence of French leaders in Egypt was one of major goals of French attacks in order to hinder the ever-increasing penetration of Britain in this country and creating obstacles to British commerce. The idea of attacking Palestine occurred to Napoleon as a solution to the abortive attack of France. French government offered three suggestions to Napoleon. The first one was to stay in Egypt and defend it against the coalition of Ottoman government and Britain, which was later joined by Russia too. The second suggestion was to attack India, and the third one was to move toward Constantinople. Considering the limited capabilities of France, the only possible suggestion was to stay in Egypt. However, Napoleon implemented his own plan and attacked Palestine with 13,000 soldiers in February of 1799. He first besieged Acre. Then he occupied Arish, Khan Yunus, and Gaza. Then he headed Lut and Ramla to occupy these regions. Beit al-Muqaddas residents had partially prepared themselves to fight against French troops because occupation of Ramla by Napoleon paved the way for his assault against Beit al-Muqaddas. However, instead of going to Beit al-Muqaddas and using the mountains surrounding the city as a stronghold, Napoleon chose to attack Jaffa in order to conclude his attacks practically. Although French attack was stopped behind the walls of Acre, the story ended with Jaffa massacre. In March of the same year, Napoleon occupied Jaffa after 3 days of major conflicts. After killing people, plundering their properties, and devastating the city, Napoleon's forces arrested 3,000 people and held them captive in the towers of the city. Napoleon brutally commanded his men to kill 2,500 of these captives. Of course, he himself suffered from the consequences of this massacre later because the decay of these people's bodies, as well as those of the 2,000 people who had been martyred while defending their city, led to the spread of plague, which afflicted French occupiers as well. Spread of plague, as well as the resistance of Acre's residents, led to the defeat of French forces. After the massacre of Jaffa, residents of Beit al-Muqaddas decided to defend their city more preparedly. However, instead of dispatching his forces to Beit al-Muqaddas, Napoleon sent a long letter to people of the city. It was a letter similar to those he wrote to leaders of nations, and through this letter, Napoleon had asked people by flattering and threatening to surrender. But people responded to this letter diplomatically and wisely. Apparently, residents of Beit al-Muqaddas were aware of the resistance of Acre's people, and they wanted to gain more time to prepare themselves for Napoleon's potential attack. Therefore, they wrote back to Napoleon and told him that they were reluctant to fight a war because they believed that their country had some holy places for Muslims and Christians, and they did not want these places to be destroyed due to war. They also announced that they were under the government of Acre, and whoever wanted to occupy Beit al-Muqaddas had to take control of Acre first. being convinced that occupying Baitul Muqaddas, dependent on conquering Acre, Napoleon dispatched his forces to Haifa and occupied that region. Then he occupied Nazareth and besieged Acre via land because fleets of Britain united with Ottomans hindered the siege of Acre via the sea. Abdullah Safak, Acre's governor, showed great decisiveness in defending the city. Being helped by his allied forces as well as the people, he defeated Napoleon. Therefore, Napoleon was forced to retreat from Palestine, and he commanded one of his assistants named Kilper to make the preparations for bringing back his forces to Egypt.